Now there is still something further.
For example, we should give one rectangle of how, an example of
how you do this.
From practice, how one can do it.
I think in our human life, every day, sleep is one of the most important examples of tamas. Any movement over sleep is a result of the predominant influence of tamas. When we wake from the sleep, there is still the influence of tamas very powerful on us. It takes a little time for us to awake from sleep and to get into the movement of action or activity. You also know that when you are very active, to get sleep is very difficult. When you are very active, very often people suffer from insomnia because the mind is so active. To bring the mind to some quietude and to put it down into some kind of a slumber becomes difficult because there is too much of an activity. So usually there is a conflict between tamas and rajas. When you are in one condition, the other is difficult to obtain. In this way, if you examine our activities, we shall be able to find out each one has its own rhythm of tamas and rajas. Every one of us has its own tempo of entering into action, and having entered into action, to come down again to tamas becomes difficult, and vice versa. For a human being who is either in the tamasic condition or in rajasic condition, to enter into activities of sattva are very difficult. For example, even to listen quietly to a dialogue which is happening is very difficult for the rajasic consciousness. You are talking to me. You want me to do something. I would like to do what you want me to do. I know that I am not in a position to do it. And I tell you, no, I am not able to do it. But if you are in rajasic condition, you are bent on doing it, because it is the speciality of rajas. Action, emphasis on action and re-emphasis on action is the fundamental character of rajas. Now the moment I say I cannot do it, there is a dislike. You said I should do it. I would like to do it, but I am not in a position to do it. And I say, no, I cannot do it. But you are so much bent on getting it done that you first of all dislike my saying no. Even though you may be very polite and you may not show to me that you have disliked my saying no, but you don't like it. Then you don't even ask me, please tell me why you can't do it, because there is no rest. You want things to be done. You don't even ask, please explain to me why you can't do it. You might either go away from me, saying, all right, you can't do it, I'll find somebody else who can do it. This is one reaction. Or even if you talk to me, you simply say, I don't understand why you can't do it. You don't ask me first to explain why I can't do it. You simply say, well, I don't want to understand anything from you. This is the usual reaction. Whether you are, if you are polite, you may not say all these words. But in your own mind, your mind gets closed. Because I have done something which you don't like. You don't have the patience that is required sattva. Sattva requires equilibrium. That when I am told you don't do it, it is opposed to my consciousness, opposed to my will. You don't ask me why I have said I cannot do it. I may have all the goodwill to do it. I want to please you very much. But maybe that I am in such a condition that I can't do it. If you see, most of the quarrels in the world arise out of what? It is because one is bent on doing it and the other is not able to do it or not able to reply in the way in which you want to do. And then the abhiman, the ahankara comes into the front. And since sattva normally is absent in both the parties, equilibrium is very difficult. If somebody says, all right, somebody has said something which is not pleasant, it is not according to my wishes, then what am I to do? Usually, we are told if you are rightly educated, this is where education comes in a very important manner. Education fundamentally is to bring children, when they are pliable, to explain that when you have rajas, try to be in a state of equilibrium. Do not immediately impose yourself upon the other. Try to understand. This capacity to understand and understand again and still again is